Hey, everybody. Rob here. Just getting you set up for our Sunday night Big Brother recap, where we were joined by Matt Hoffman last minute. And if you are a fan of Matt Hoffman, you are in for a treat. I will say that this podcast is a bit more racy than the normal recaps that we do. So if you are at work or with small children, parental discretion is strongly advised. And before we get to today's show, I want to thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. And those are our friends over at True Car, who have some tips for you about how a coffee filter and a little bit of olive oil can be used to clean the interior of your car. You can also remove the excess weight from your car to improve its gas mileage, or place your keychain fob. I don't use that word fob, but it's in the copy. I'd say keychain remote, but you can hold it underneath your chin to increase its range. Those are weird tips, but here's another tip you might not know about. True Car can help you get a great deal on a used car as well. That's right. True Car is not just for buying a new car. Oh no. With their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory, nearly 1 million used cars, you'll enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience whether you buy new or used. And with True Car, you can see what other people paid, so you'll know if you're getting a good deal before you buy. So you'll be more likely to enjoy a faster buying experience when you connect with a True Car certified dealer. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, check out True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. Coming to you live from the county fair, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who's enjoying a few fingers of jug wine. Labor Day weekend, everybody. I am Rob Cisbrino. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to a very exciting show that we have for you tonight, because we have an overstuffed, jam-packed panel for you here tonight. Of course, so much going on. Of course, welcome in a man who is enjoying all of the everything that Big Brother 20 has to offer, like the county fair. Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
I'm doing great, Rob, but I have a bone to pick with you.
Yes.
You brought a guest on here that is really making podcasting difficult for me. He's too hot, Rob. He's too hot.
Too hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's too distracting.
Too distracting. Well, I'm going to, you said he, so I'm going to go with, you're talking about Matt Hoffman, who's here
tonight.
Hello.
Hey, yes. Hey, how's it going? Surprise.
Matt Hoffman, about 25 minutes ago said, "Hey, I watched the show tonight. You guys are going on?" I said, "Yeah."
I battled back into your podcast. Ring the doorbell.
Ding dong.
I'm back.
Yeah, Matt Hoffman is here.
Surprise.
And we're also very excited to have with us, with some jug wine herself, noted fan fiction author, star of Sequester, and many a live feed update. Please welcome Mary Kwiatkowski. Mary, how are you?
Great. I'm sorry. So embarrassing. So embarrassing that you saw me get all up in my jug wine, man.
Yes.
I know. I thought this was going to be my great Rob Has a Podcast debut, and then Matt had to crash it last second. What's up with that?
Is this your debut? Was it? Oh, this is horrible. What have I done?
Yeah. All right. Well, we have got some stuff to talk about here tonight with you guys live on Rob Has a Podcast. Hashtag RHAP. Get your questions into the show. Matt, it's been a minute since we talked to you. I believe we talked to you. It was the first Sunday night of the Big Brother 20 season. What a long, strange trip it's been.
It is. I don't remember a thing about what we discussed. I'm sure it was very insightful, all of it. It's been an enjoyable season, I feel.
Yes, you've been on top of it. And have you been enjoying the Summer of Stein?
Summer of Stein, I have not been totally following all of it, but I've been following the hype of it on Reddit. Reddit loves the Summer of Stein, so I read all the recaps. I need to be better. I need to be better with my just podcasting in general.
No problem. Have you considered joining Book Cameo?
Oh, I have been loving, the Polly Calafiori cameo thing you had going on. You have been kind of controversial this summer.
I have?
Vegas for sure, and Polly Calafiori. And you've been kind of dabbling. You're usually very, very like Sweden or Switzerland, and you've been a little little edgy this summer. I like it.
A little bit.
Matt, can I make a suggestion that when you join Book Cameo, that you start off with a nice holy moly?
is that the way to do it? What should I charge? What do people charge for this? What do you charge for?
About like $30-35.
Yeah, it seems fair to talk to me.
Yeah,
I just like the fact that that you're reading the recaps on Reddit of the podcast that is recapping the show of Big Brother.
Yeah, it's like Inception. It's very The Matrix.
All right, well, let's get into talking through the return of Scotty to the house and ultimately his return to the block. Matt, were you excited to see Scotty come back into the house?
No, I'm never particularly excited to see Scotty for any reason. So to have him back in the house, he was probably next to Rockstar, the one house guest that maybe irritated me the most of the season. So,
well, Scotty and Rockstar?
Can you imagine? Yes, and Rockstar, even Rockstar.
Real cute.
Yeah. Gary, what about you? Were you excited to see Scotty come back?
Well, I was really hoping Rockstar would so I could do an impression of her diary room, but oh
what,
well.
Did you do an impression of Rockstar in the diary room?
I don't. I was going to learn one for that. pretty much, yas is the best I've got. Scotty's fine. I think the main problem with him is it would have been nice to see him return had there been someone else besides Haley there. I was really looking for a him and Fessy confrontation, so... That's, you know, would have had to rewind last week for that outcome.
Yeah. He was the least drama inducing to come back, I feel. Like anyone else would have been a little more fire. And again, he's just a bit irritating on top.
He probably had the best chance of winning the HOH, though.
He did. But again, that's sort of, you know, damning with faint praise with the group that he was in. But I mean, Taryn, we saw him come back into the house the other day and he came back in. I want to work with Tyler. Going to work, you know. All about his bond with Tyler, which ultimately culminated in him saying this.
Looks like there's a little bit of blockage in my attempts to reconnect with Tyler.
Yeah. Do you think so, Doctor?
Yeah, I wonder where that's coming from. It's so funny because it's like they couldn't control him on the live show. So he's like, I want to work with Tyler. And they're like, no. But once they get him in the diary room for this episode, it's like, I have no loyalty to anyone. Screw them all. I'm back in here with a vengeance. But even then, they couldn't stop him from being like, I'm kind of hopeful that Tyler won't nominate me because I want to work with him. They have a very clear narrative that they want to portray with the battle back person. Mm-hmm. And Scotty, I don't think really fit it very well.
Yeah. Overall, Matt, I feel like that this was a really good episode for Haley. And I understand that TV show Haley has been a lot more on the ball than the live feed Haley. But I really feel like that Haley is presented as the person that we're supposed to be rooting for.
Look, I'm going to be honest with you. When Haley comes on the screen, I start to zone out because she kind of she's very bland to me. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't.
Well, who
I
do you like?
Who do I like?
Yeah.
Okay. I like JC. I like his scandalous antics as well as his mind as a player. I think both of those things are great.
Mm-hmm.
Diddling with the ice cream scooper was so funny.
Come on, you don't think that.
You got to read about that. How funny
is
that?
You're just being outrageous.
It's like my BB family does that kind of stuff. It's so fun. And so then I like Brett just for like, you know, obviously fun, stupid reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tyler, how can we not? You know, we're all kind of misted by his golden aura. And it's, you know,
Matt, I can't believe that you're not rooting for me. I hate Sam because she didn't root for me, and now I hate you because you're not rooting for me. So that just really bugs me, Matt.
Do people like Haley?
I definitely think that Haley has her fans. But I just think that she's coming across so well on the show, and especially tonight, that you know she's really up against all of this opposition. The only, you know, hope she has is this ally to come back into the house in the form of Scotty, who is no one's hero to come back into the house. It's
It's all true though, right? Like what's the problem with it, I suppose?
Well, I think that I think it's probably been underrepresented how much she got herself into this mess as opposed to being the voice of the resistance. Mary, do you have feelings about Haley?
I think I would. Okay, first off, I'm wearing a large sweatshirt just for her. So,
oh boy.
Sam, don't hate me. But I think that Haley would be a lot more rootable if she truly was what the show is trying to portray, which is the smart one in the Alliance, the one who knew it all along and was trying to stop everyone. But I think it's been stated that her biggest problem is that when any of her Alliance members came to her and said, you know, they had power and they were going to make a bad move, whether it be Caitlin or Fessy or whoever, she just decided to go with it as opposed to really stepping in. And I know that can be scary. And if you're in the house and in the game, you probably don't want to put your foot out there and say, no, guys, we really shouldn't do this. But it's gotten into her into a situation now where she either wins a challenge or she's going to be out pretty soon.
But I do think that perception is reality. And I know that you guys really, you know, cover all the stuff from the live feeds in terms of what's really happening. But I do think that to the, you know, majority of people that are watching the show, I do think she's coming across as the one person. She did stand up to Tyler. She did put him up on the block. They've been trying. She's been on the block for a couple of weeks in a row now. I do think that this is going to culminate in the eulogy for Haley inevitably being like, boy, she was the one person that was really a threat to level six. What do you think of that, Matt?
Yeah, I mean, from a game perspective, I think they should just ignore her and leave her alone at this point. It's just, she's just sinking.
Hasn't she been through enough?
Yeah, I mean, but honestly, you know, she's not, she's done. She's, but I agree, they're going to follow through. I don't know. I mean, she's good for the story, I guess. You need this sort of like, you need her character. I understand why they edit her. I see what you're saying, why they're doing what they're doing, but Rob, she's boring as shit.
Yeah, the worst possible thing that could happen for Haley is if she wins an HOH. If she had won this one, or if she wins one in the future, potentially, that will, I think, crush any remaining hope of her retaining her sort of smart one status, because if she does actually go after Sam, as they are implying in this episode, and kind of confirming in this episode that she might, then we would have to put her in a similar category to, not quite the same, but similar category as the rest of Faute and Fessy, even in the edit's eyes.
Yeah. Matt, going back to Scotty coming back into the house, so did you like the approach that he took coming back into the house, or do you think that he should have handled this differently?
In what respect? What do you mean?
In terms of, he's going to come back, he's going to try to buddy up to Tyler. He is trying to re-ingratiate himself with the group.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I think it's funny just the butting up to Tyler. Tyler is just the de facto guy to go to. It's weird. Scotty probably would have been in a rough position. If we had one of these instances where someone comes in the house and then immediately leaves again, I feel like they always kind of hang around.
I think that happened to him in BB13.
Did it? Yeah, it's not often, though. Usually, like, the person that comes back, I feel, gets a little bit of time.
Yeah, usually they do.
But it seems like the logical thing would be to do exactly what's happening now, is just get him in and get him back out again. I don't know. I hate people coming back in. It's stupid. It's like, you lost. Go away.
Are you just mad because when Rachel came back into the house, she wrote your name in pretzels for people?
I am upset about that still. Every day of my life, I think about that. And,
do you eat pretzels to this day?
I don't eat pretzels. And I threw out all of my hair extensions when I got back home.
All right. Still one of my
Have
favorite clips of you.
Your hair? That's the real question.
Have I ever watched?
What did that look like? Did you straighten your hair?
Straighten your hair? No. This is all natural.
Oh, look at that. Now, we got to see...
Kind of Dan Giesling-ish a little bit, isn't it?
Let's go.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know, I got mistaken for him one time in a parking lot.
Yes. What did they say?
They told me, they said, you were on Big Brother. And I said, I was, yes. And they go, can we get a picture? I was like, yeah. And they call me Dan. And I'm like, oh, no, my name is Matt. And they're like, oh, like, weren't you the Catholic school teacher? And they're like, no. I'm like, I was the one with the sick wife and stuff. And they're like, oh, we didn't watch this last season. So they had no, like, if I had never really been on Big Brother, if like I would still have had the same interaction. They still would have wanted my picture thinking I was Dan Giesling.
So that's insane.
It was just a weird coincidence that I really was another contestant and they had no idea who I was.
They must have seen your picture somewhere and then they...
I feel I was like, yeah, I must have been like in their like the back of their subconscious or something because it was like shortly after my season.
But here's what happened. No. Here's what happened. They watched your season. They didn't like you and they didn't have the heart to tell you that they didn't like you because there's no way that it was just a coincidence that they thought you were a different guy.
But if they didn't have the heart to tell me they didn't like me, why would they? Like, isn't it more rude to mistake me for Dan Kiesling?
But no, they
I'd rather just know they didn't like me.
No. They when they remembered who you were, that it was that they didn't like you. And then they just tried to play it off like, oh, you know, I don't know. This is weird.
I sold him a candle anyway.
Damn.
So, and a PDF of that. I told him, try and get on TV.
There's a lot going on leading up to the HOH competition. And a lot of JC tonight. JC was not happy that Scotty came back, Mary. JC does not care for Scotty.
I'm not sure who JC likes and who he would have wanted back. I guess probably Fassie because he could have opened again with the big dumb Muppet puppet. But I don't think this is going to hurt JC at all. I mean, if anything, the more recent of a person who comes back, JC could just easily use that, you know, revolving door technique and convince them with that. But yeah, I don't really know who JC likes besides Tyler. I think he just doesn't like anyone who feels close to Tyler. And since Scotty thinks he's Tyler's best friend,
yeah,
it's probably a good reason.
Taryn, JC's kind of a bad friend. That he's like the kind of guy you leave the room, like he's definitely talking about you. Even the guy that he does like in Tyler, he's kind of not been that great of a guy too along the way.
Trying to hook up his girlfriend with his best friend.
Among other things. Right. Yeah. So, I mean, JC is kind of not somebody that you would probably want to spend a lot of time with moving forward.
Probably true. So I don't think I can argue that point. I don't know. It seems like the edit likes him a lot. So that's something.
Yeah. Matt, I've been talking about this for a little bit with the JC just seems like he is the guy that he gives you those lines in the diary room, maybe unlike anybody else in the history of the show.
He's like Charo. Brother, you know, I feel like.
I have no idea what this means. Okay, I'll give it a shot.
As long as it's spicy, you know, and it's good. I like him. Yeah, as a live feed watch. Okay, so disclaimer, I like read the feed of it. So I kind of just get like a high level of what's happening real time, but I don't actually watch it. I'm too cheap to pay for anything at CBS.
So you don't watch the show. You read about the show. And that's really the most intelligent way, I think, to handle Big Brother. It's like, I don't watch TV. I read
the show.
Yes. Read about the show.
No, I do watch it on site. Yes. I do watch the CBS edits. I just don't do live feeds because I don't want to pay for them. But a question though then, so the edits are making JC seem like this mastermind. Like, is it that way or is it not that way? Is that misleading? Is he playing as good of a game as I would be led for him to be playing?
I think the edit is propping him up a little more than he deserves. He is probably playing the second to third best game in the house, but they're giving him sole credit for things that maybe he deserves partial credit on. I think he deserves full credit for the Scotty flip, but then last week he didn't have a ton to do with getting Fessie and Haley up on the block together. That was going to happen regardless, but they decided to like act like it was JC's master plan. So like it's not that impactful. It's not to the level of like pretending Haley was against things that she wasn't against or knowing things that she didn't know. But it's like a little bit exaggerated.
I feel like he's sitting in a good position though, because he's kind of like in a position like Tyler's, but I feel Tyler's more outwardly an obvious threat. Like when it comes time to start turning on people, Tyler's the one to like get out as soon as possible, and JC might settle in, and he's got a good enough case to win against the jury, I feel like, too.
The problem with JC, though, is that Tyler's on to him. You know, Tyler sees JC purposefully trying to plant seeds and trying to set up Brett and Angela. And I think if Tyler wasn't there, JC would be having an easier time manipulating these pieces. But at the same time, if Tyler wasn't there, JC probably would have been voted out a while ago because Tyler is slightly protecting him.
Yeah, they had a conversation at the end of the episode after the HOH competition where Tyler did seem outwardly annoyed with JC because JC does seem like he is the biggest blocker in the house in terms of the if Tyler and Angela are alone, that JC is running around like, hey, everybody, guess what? And so Tyler seemed to resent that a bit when JC came up to see him. And Tyler's like, so what's bothering you now? What's annoying you about everything? Because you're always pissed off. And he's like, no, nothing.
Well, and he's like licking his armpits too, which is irritating.
That's a different story. That's a different.
I get why you wouldn't want that around the house.
Yes, but we found out Tyler's number one pet peeve tonight, Matt. I thought this was very interesting. This is the thing that makes Tyler the most mad.
Nothing annoys me more than when people get mad about small little petty things.
Yeah, nothing makes him more mad than when people get mad about dumb, petty things.
Victim noises.
Yes.
That seems counterproductive, Rob.
It seems ironic, Mary, that the only thing that makes me mad, nothing makes me more mad than when people get mad about dumb things.
I think that Twitter is going to turn on Tyler because Tyler's just mad at all of Twitter now, apparently.
Yeah, I think it might be a little late for that. I think that Twitter may have already who flipped. just about all the followers, Tyler. Bad news. Also, Tyler, I noticed tonight went third person. I think this is a new thing for Tyler.
Guess what, guys? Tyler's the new HOH.
Yeah, Taryn, you
I noticed think, that too. Yeah,
the haters must not have liked that.
Oh, I certainly not. Taryn didn't like it either. Maybe he smelled too many babies and he's starting to go into third person and things are not looking up for Tyler in his Twitter relationship.
Guess what, guys? Ty's getting frustrated. Need to hook up with Angela soon. This game is too long, everybody.
He's calling himself Swaggy T.
Swaggy T needs some time alone with Ange.
Can we just get this over with already and just let me win so I can hook up with this super hot chick and just get my 500,000? Like,
so
come
hot.
On. Things are just.
I, for one, would rather hear him call himself Ty than your boy. So I'm okay.
That's
with
true.
That.
That's true.
Amen.
Matt, have you been spending the weekend rocking out to the Van Alden LP?
What, is it Paul's band or is it Jose's band? Who are we talking
about? I believe
it's
Paul's band.
Paul's?
Yes.
Because didn't Jose have a single that dropped or something?
Did Jose drop the single?
Yeah.
I heard he did.
I will have to check that out.
It might be featuring, what is it, Van Wilder? What's the name of
Van Alden.
I saw a tweet about it, and at first I thought that JC was or Jose was announcing that he was single, but no, it was that he was dropping.
Jose, are you single and ready to mingle?
Did Devon make her way onto the single somehow? Yeah.
I did see a cameo from Paulie Calafiori featuring Jose. I didn't know that Jose had dropped his own single.
It must have cost. Who pitched him for that? It must have cost a small fortune.
The Avengers of reality TV happening right now.
Oh my goodness.
Is this the Infinity War?
Challenge rates or Big Brother rates? What?
Darren, how much does that go for the Infinity War Big Brother cameo on cameo.com?
I mean, multiply 35 by, as many as they get.
Mary, can you write the fan fiction for that for me?
I would be happy to, but only if you'll read it on a podcast.
Would be happy to.
Can we pay Paulie Calafiori to read her fan fiction of Paulie Calafiori?
His bank account would be the one laughing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If it's a short story, it'd be a short story. All right, let's talk about this HOH competition. Matt, did you guys play this HOH competition in Big Brother 12?
It was not exactly it was kind of like that swing on a rope. It was just Enzo and Lane and Nate doing it back and forth and hitting a wall on each side.
Yeah. And so this was a county fair theme. Matt, have you attended many county fairs?
I have not done many county fairs.
What about
no.
you, Mary? Have you been to the county fair?
I have been to the county fair. I generally do not like to ride things because they seem incredibly unsafe there. I'm more of an Angela eating all the popcorn over in the corner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Taryn, I'm not sure if Brett has been to the county fair because he said something that I thought, I don't know where he's going, but this sounds off.
To make things even worse, I'm getting blasted with ketchup and mustard like a pig at the county fair.
Why are they putting condiments on a pig?
They're preparing it, Rob.
I mean, that seems mean.
I don't think he knows what happens to pigs at the county fair.
Yeah.
It's not that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that there's pig products in a hot dog, Matt, but that feels like, is it like a pig on a spit and they're putting ketchup and mustard on it like that?
It seems like a line that was meant for JC, and so there's like
oh man, I was at the county fair and they put ketchup and mustard on a pig. Oh,
see, then it's like quirky, like, oh, JC doesn't know America, but I think they mixed it up. It wasn't.
Don't they have like prize pigs, like that win prizes, and then it's like they're so eager to then eat the pig that they're already putting the ketchup and mustard on.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a special like costume category for the prize pigs.
Maybe that's a possibility. But this was pretty intense. This competition, everybody spinning around and around. Matt, can one steady themselves on the rope? Is there a way to do this?
I think you need to use that big waffle to your advantage. Scotty tried to do that. I think that's where he fell, but he had the right idea. I think of he just
right. What do you do when you get dragged across the pie? Do you want to use like the resistance of to try to slow yourself down?
I feel like you would just want to hit yourself in the opposite direction you're spinning.
Mm.
And you wouldn't want to have any limbs extended because that'll like work like a little switch that'll just.
So that's like the break.
You don't get flicked. When you're hitting the thing, you want to be like a thin straight line. So then try and like just keep your low.
Right.
Taryn, I came in seventh place. Well, I'd probably lose this competition.
You were Mr. Endurance that's competition.
It is true.
Taryn, how long did this take to play out in the real time?
It was just about over an hour. So people fell about every 10 minutes. So it was pretty good. It was a pretty good competition to watch.
Yeah. It didn't come across as particularly epic on the show.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they really captured how long it was, although I wasn't paying attention to the lower thirds to see if they were really hammering it home. But it really was pretty good, especially because, like, I guess on the show, we didn't get a sense of just how solid Haley really was looking for the entire competition. Like, for the first 50 minutes, Haley didn't budge. She was in the perfect position. She was completely wrapped around the rope, and she hadn't even moved a little bit. Tyler, in the meantime, was all over the place, wasting a ton of energy, and it was like, it's going to come down to Tyler's superior strength or Haley's superior technique, and then once they started hitting the pie waffle, that's when Haley really started to lose it.
Mary, do you feel like that it was a missed opportunity on Haley's part to not have tried to strike a deal with Tyler during the competition?
That's something that I was curious about when I was watching the competition, is if she was ever going to do it. I think the thing is that she's sitting there listening to everyone just cheer for him. She knows she's on the outs. And I think she could have tried, but it would have almost been like making it more real that she was so alone because she knew she was. I think that the main thing with this competition is just that she needed to win. And the show didn't really show it, but she got her neck hit real bad on one of those last times around on the pie. And I think that was really her downfall there. The problem is once Tyler also stood up and started doing the same technique she had, his strength just took over from that.
Matt, what do you think about Haley potentially offering a deal? Is that for somebody in her position, does that make her even more of a threat if possible?
No, I mean, like Mary, I also was wondering when she's going to do this. I think she had to have known she was going up on the block if she lost. So it's like, why not? Even if it was a shitty effort, it's like you may as well try it, I think.
Yeah. Taryn, it seemed like that Sam's cheering for Tyler was really getting under her skin.
Yeah, they... There was, but Sam was the only person who was like pissing Haley off. I don't know why they portrayed it like everyone was doing that. Everyone was cheering for everyone except for Sam, which was who was making it obvious that she was cheering for Tyler, which pissed Haley off. And Haley at one point was like, "Oh yeah, go Tyler! Come on, Tyler!" Like she really got pissed off at Sam during that whole thing, and she has still not stopped complaining about it in the house.
Now, Matt, the last time we spoke, Sam was but a robot in the Big Brother house. We've come to know Sam, the person, so much. What's been your take on Sam, the person?
She's had quite a character arc from being like, you know, a robot to then being this like, you know, quirky Southern, maybe kind of a little tough tomboyish girl.
Mm-hmm.
Being fucking batshit crazy now we get to see.
Yeah.
And I think I like all of those Sams. I like them all for different reasons.
You like the many faces of Sam.
I like the many faces of Sam. She, I don't know. I think she's good.
Yeah.
She does have she has no idea what she's doing. She is kind of a waste to have in the game. She's never going to win, you know, so that's no fun, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mary, does Sam have ill will towards Haley? Like we know now that you know they have a backstory, but does Sam despise Haley as much as Haley has come to despise Sam?
Yeah, Sam started it on this one. You know, Sam is the one who thinks that Haley is not what did she say? Not a modern woman, a
female empowerment.
Yeah, female empowerment. Yeah, that. So I think that Sam definitely it has jealousy feelings towards Haley, which are the reason that this has all started. But Sam is, I look at her less of a player and more of just an obstacle for the other players to work around, which can be very entertaining on the edited episodes of the show and mm-hmm. can be just very grueling during the live feeds. But I don't think that this feud is, I know that it's being shown as being more Haley sided, but I think it was started by Sam.
Yeah. Well, Tyler will go on to win the HOH here. And Taryn, this sets up an interesting situation for Tyler where now him and Angela have traded off these HOHs. And we talked about this unrequited love between Tyler and Angela. And we got to see, you know, Angela, you know, she goes up there, she's taking a shower and Tyler and her are commiserating how dumb this game is, how they hate out everything is filmed. I mean, how on a scale of 1 to 10, how big of a threat is this that they could be exposed as a couple? And what would be the ultimate outcome if they were outed as a showmance?
On a scale of 1 to 10, the threat for them being exposed, I think, is like a one. Like, it doesn't matter. Nobody would really care. Everybody who is loyal to Tyler is loyal to Tyler, regardless of whether or not he is in a showman's with Angela. And the consequences, if anything, would just be that they target Angela, and that's fine with Tyler because he plans on cutting Angela. So it's all good. It's all good for Ty.
Matt, do you have any thoughts on this romance between Tyler and Angela and what it would mean for his game?
Let me ask, does Tyler understand what you just said, Taryn? Like, does he know that it doesn't matter, or is he paranoid that if people find out, it'll fuck up his game?
He's trying to not like just be so like he's trying to maintain like it's fine because he's putting in the work to check in with his allies, Casey, Brett, JC, all of these people, and let them know constantly, like, don't worry, we're not in love, like we're just hanging out. If they caught them like making out or like or something like that, then they might start to question. It might make Tyler's job a little harder, but again, even then they'd still go after Angela first, so it wouldn't be that bad. And I do think that Tyler is aware of all of this.
I feel like they'd have a lot more post-show marketability if they just came out with it and were Tangela and they can make stupid shirts and stuff. And, you know,
I don't know.
That's better for them.
I don't know if Tyler's really thinking about that. I think he's thinking about how hot she is and how he wants to spend some time in Honolulu with her.
I think that's the last thing on his list of things that he's thinking about is the post-show marketability. But I don't feel like that Angela has too much post-show marketability unless she is the winner, Mary. What do you think about this? I mean, if Angela was on cameo.com after the season. How much would a message from Angela cost?
Less than a message from Rachel screaming what's wrong with Angela.
What if she roasts you? Yeah, what if Angela is like,
if Angela
Mary,
could give just
where do you get off?
I would pay for that, but I don't know if she, I don't think that Angela has the sort of ability to joke at herself in the same way that some people like Brett or Rachel or whoever outside of the game would be able to. So I don't even know if she would be aware that that's what people want from her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't know. I think that the real outside of the house romance we need to be worried about is Fessy and Haley now that, you know, Haley's bad mouthing him.
Do we know if Bailey is pregnant or no? Do we know that? Or do we not?
This is why
does Scotty have like podcast. Does Scotty have information when he came back?
I don't know if he has that information.
He has not talked about any pregnancies.
No one's asked about that.
I don't think that Scotty.
Anyone knew it wouldn't be.
Yeah, I don't think Scotty knows that Bailey was with Swaggy C.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
Scotty seems to know less about anything than any other person in the entire world. Scotty thinks he has a good deal going on with Tyler.
Did you know Angela is the loofah on the Halloween costumes at Spirit Halloween? She's dressed like a sexy loofah. Did you know that?
So I saw that somebody had went to a Halloween store, and it is funny when the Halloween costumes come up, because that does seem like that the same places they get people to be on reality shows seem to be the same places that they get models to take pictures for different Halloween costumes, specifically sexy versions of Halloween costumes. It seems like whatever website you go to, LA casting, whatever it is, like the costume people are also on that. Maybe Taryn, maybe that explains where they get so many of the unitards for the Big Brother punishments. It's basically the same database.
I can picture it. No, it's not a data. They're just walking through the costume store looking for costumes, and they're like, oh, hey, this one looks like it'd be pretty
crayon.
Good.
Oh, let's cast her.
I can picture not only the costume being on the show, but the person in the costume.
I just want, it would have been great if, you know, Casey puts on the peanut costume and Angela goes, hey, I think I modeled that one time. That looks familiar.
Yeah. Mary, it's also that it goes the other way sometimes, too. I feel like that they've also, people go to the Halloween stores and they find, like, people that were on past seasons of reality shows.
Yeah, and then they ask them, are you Dan Gheesling? And they say, oh, no, sorry, I'm Matt Hoffman.
Yes.
What costumes have you modeled, Matt?
I have not. Yeah, I don't, no one's really knocking down my doors for modeling gigs.
Yes. Matt, I'm pretty sure that if you go to the costume store, you could find at least two costumes featuring Kristen Bidding.
Is that true?
I think she's definitely in that mix of Halloween costume store cover girl.
She could do that. Yeah, definitely. That would be cool. Huh?
Yeah, I think that Big Brother opens a lot of doors.
I feel like Enzo would do that. I don't mean that in even a mean way. I think he'd like enjoy. I think it'd be so mean.
Costume model.
Yeah, Spirit.
Okay.
Like the penguin. He was a penguin on us.
Yeah. I mean, Taryn, I'm sure JC, that this is something that's going to be, if not already on his resume,
oh
is
my
coming
God.
Up.
I wonder what costume that he might model in a store. Maybe a minion?
I mean, there's literally pictures of him dressed as Pikachu.
Yeah, he's ready to go. Did you guys address the episode recently where he was like feeding them all the candy, getting people fat? Was it like the Oompa Loompa parallel?
Come on and get nice and fat, my sweeties.
He's like a real life Oompa Loompa, like for legit.
I was so sad there were no my sweeties this episode. Looking forward to it.
I love his shout outs to the, you know,
various causes.
Yeah. I always hate shout outs, but his are always the greatest. He has causes, spay and neuter your pets.
Someday he's going to shout out, to the Oompa Loompas. What island do they come from? I forget. The
we should know.
Island of Oompa. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, look, that JC has ill intentions, but I don't think he's trying to murder any children. Let's not put that on him. Okay. Did a lot of crazy things. He doesn't need people throwing out more sins on his name. JC. Okay. What else from tonight, Matt? What else happened?
What did happen?
Scotty went on the block. Seemed surprised.
Yeah, blindside. Hashtag blindside.
Yeah. I mean, Taryn, that I feel like that Scotty doesn't seem to... Is Tyler doing a good job misting Scotty? Because it feels like very fake, Tyler's relationship with Scotty.
I feel like... Tyler's not doing a good job, but that low effort is working. Like, a good job does not need to be done. Scotty's just, I think he's all in.
Tyler didn't have a relationship with Scotty. He just told someone else that he did, and Scotty believed it. And he's like, oh, yes, I'm best friends with Tyler. Yes. There is no Skyler. There is no Skyler. There never was.
Yeah, Scotty is like, nobody ever said that they were friends with me before, so I guess this must be it.
I feel like there's a lot of great cuts we can do, but I feel like if we could cut from Brent at the time of Operation Scotty is My Best Friend, the origin of it, Brent being like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Cut to Scotty coming back into the house after being evicted by Tyler and his allies, saying, I want to work with Tyler, reunite the whole Skyler thing. Meanwhile, Tyler still is like, yeah, I don't have a final two with Scotty. I don't think Scotty's got that.
Right. I mean, Tara, yeah, it is day 75 in the entire, 2 months that you've been covering the live feeds. Have you said the term Skyler once?
No, not that. The first time I think was just now, actually.
Yeah. So I don't know. Tyler's on another plane. Mir, I liked your tweet earlier tonight about Scotty saying he might have a little bit of a crush on Hayley.
Yeah, I mean, at least he's admitting it, but I don't think he's fooling anyone with that at all. I think, yeah, like I said, he has the same little bit of a crush that I have on fan fiction. So,
yeah. Although I thought you said that that not all fan fiction is about love, Mary.
It's about my love with fan fiction.
Okay. Taryn.
I said it's not all dirty. That doesn't mean it's not all about love.
Well, one thing leads to another. So, Taryn, did you notice this tonight? I felt like that Mr. Announcer Man was a real turncoat tonight when he described Scotty in this way.
It was the return of the Virgin King.
What? What?
I was going to chastise you if you didn't have that clip. I was so excited.
Yes. What?
Later, they were joined by their Virgin King.
How many Virgin Kings are there, Matt?
I think he got confused.
What? And are all Virgins Kings, Taryn?
Wait, are these different clips from different contestants?
Yes.
Who else?
So the Virgin King referred to Scott Dennis from Big Brother Over the Top.
Oh, yes, you're okay.
Yes, he was the Virgin King.
Also, somehow he got dethroned. Is he aware of this?
I don't know. Is this like a Game of Thrones? Is there an Iron Throne for the Virgin King, Taryn?
I think this is too coincidental even for the fictional Game of Thrones that another Scott virgin would then be named a king on Big Brother.
Although maybe, Mary, this might mean that there could have been some happy recent news in the life of Scott Dennis.
Hmm. We need to get him on for an exclusive. Can we contact him in some way?
There was a recent opening.
I think if Scotty had been playing up the whole Virgin King angle this whole time, I think he would be more likable character. It's the fact that he's not playing that up that we don't really know what to do with
him. I would agree with you. That is one of the things that bothers me about him is I feel like he's trying to be the cool guy and it's not endearing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even like with Tyler, he's like, hey, Ty, what's going on? He's just like acting like they're, best friends. And Tyler's like,
I feel like he's gonna like bang some BB fan trash when he gets out of this.
Come on,
like just kind of like low, like real low gutter it at some point. So I just have this hunch.
I don't know.
He won't be the Virgin like, King anymore.
But he's gonna be like there for him. You know.
I disagree. I think he will pine for Haley for the next 4.5 years.
Think so?
Yes. Yes.
I hope so. I hope that's right.
Yes. That his
I wish the best for him.
His heart is only for Haley. Which and I don't believe that the feelings will ever be reciprocated, but he will go on.
I think he's gonna hook up quickly with lots of like calibers of women.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
We shall see. Have him on the follow up.
Well, that'll be the first question we ask him when we get him on. Maybe in the backyard, I can bring that.
Wait, he wants to know.
He's a fail, no man. Yeah. Oh my God, blame it on me.
What, you guys knew?
Don't give him my number though. I don't want to talk to the kid.
You guys are playing racquetball in October.
Or no, I'm not doing anything with
him. We won't even have to ask him because the next time there's the next year when there's another Scott Virgin, if the announcer doesn't refer to him as a Virgin King, then we know we have our answer.
Well, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do think that somebody who is going through Big Brother casting, I think that they, if they're kind of like a nerdy guy, I think that they should just say that they're a virgin, even if they're not, man.
I agree with that. Yeah, they probably should. I mean, who cares, right?
I think that's a fast track to get on the show.
It helps.
Say that you're a virgin and that you want to get on the show to change that fact.
On TV.
Immediate casting.
So you want to lose your virginity in a show, man.
Yes, yes. I mean,
it hasn't been done before. It's a new like niche.
Yeah.
My name is Taryn, but actually my nickname is Scott and I'm a virgin.
My friends call me Virgin Scott.
Yeah. Sometimes they refer to me as King too. I don't know. Mm. It's just it's a weird thing.
Okay. All right. Let's bring in some questions and then we'll talk about some updates from the feeds. Okay. Let's talk to from Kieran. Should Tyler have thrown this HOH? Taryn, that if Haley was not the last person left, do you think that Tyler would have thrown this HOH?
Yes, I think Tyler was prepared to throw it as soon as Haley dropped, but that did not happen. So he was forced to win it, which I do think is the correct call. He can't let Haley win this one.
Mm-hmm. Because he would have been up on the block with Angela?
Well, I mean, it seems like Sam would have gone up and things would have been fine, but like you don't want to take that risk, and like nobody's looking at Tyler anyway. Like he's totally fine to win this.
Okay, all right. Who's Matt rooting for this season to win? Matt, I need you tell us who you like. Who are you rooting for to win?
I would like JC to win. I would like for so many reasons. Again, like, I think he's playing a decent enough game and he's in a good position. I think that. I always think it would be funny if like a controversial player wins, and they never do. Like, no one is someone who's like,
what about a baller?
But that was like, okay, but he won, and then there was controversy. Right. I mean, we're like, you're in the middle of a shitstorm that you don't know about, and then all of a sudden you win, and now you have to be this beloved winner, even though you were like embattled during the summer. You know, like if Gina Marie had won. Or Aaron Grease, like, one. It'll be the coolest. Like, that's what I want.
Right. She wouldn't get all the accolades that Andy gets from
that's
Big Brother.
That's what I'm saying. What he gets.
Could you imagine if the Big Brother 15 jury had been like, all right, guys, we're all voting together. We're all going to make sure the worst player wins the season. Okay, Gina Marie, you have won Big Brother 15. And everyone's like, well, guys, she had the better jury management.
So I think that's cool for JC. I think it would be fun to have like kind of a controversial winner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I like him. He's silly and he's you know, he's goofy.
Yeah, I know that JC has had many scandals so far in the season, but Taryn, I feel like that the other than on social media, I mean, I don't think that the average person who watches the show would even be aware of any of those things.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think especially in terms of I think it would be very interesting to see a sort of casual fan base, fan favorite poll. I think JC would definitely be near the top. I think JC and Brett probably are up there. Probably Tyler as well.
They did address the Bailey with her and JC. That was a kind of a controversially thing.
Mm-hmm.
That
talking
about, yeah, which did. I feel... made him look good. I feel like Bailey kind of looked like the kook in that one. A little bit. It was edited.
Yeah, I think that We'll let the viewers decide how who they felt sympathetic towards in that one.
I don't want to pick on Sibeli if she's pregnant, so I'm just going to leave it alone.
Okay.
Let's
go to another question from Kieran. With JC running his mouth, has he moved down the totem pole in level 6? And has Brett moved up the totem pole? Mary, this is fair to say, right? I mean, we got to see a little bit of JC talking with Brett about how, like, oh, we got to get Tyler and Angela. And then we saw Tyler talking with JC, and JC saying, like, hey, got to watch out for Brett.
Yeah, I think the thing about the level 6 totem pole is you have to realize that it doesn't matter if JC, you know, is not in with anyone else. It only matters what Tyler thinks, because at this point, whoever's HOH, it doesn't matter. It's just going to be Tyler depicting things. So I think if Brett continues to do pretty good work with Tyler, then Brett will have taken his place. But especially if JC keeps pushing this whole getting Angela out thing. But I think that Tyler does want Angela out at some point. So it kind of just depends on at which point does this come up. I would just love to see JC win an HOH so that we can actually figure out what he's going to do.
Yeah, he can't win anything.
He's like Dan Giesling. No, Dr. Will.
He got the beautiful diary room edit.
Yeah, he's like a spicy little Dr. Will.
Yeah.
He got the beautiful part, though, with the, you know, where they cut him off mid-sentence of him falling. That's my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah, they do that a lot. It's a lot of that.
I don't know. It was so funny at first, and then it just got overused.
It was great at first. I can remember, like, BB17, I think they did it with Meg. It was brilliant.
Super fun.
But they do it, like, every single competition now. It's too much.
Everything is going great. I've got this undergood. Whoa!
Zoinks! And, like, some crazy cartoon noise.
They did it, like, at least twice in this one competition. It's too much. Too much.
But yeah, the real question is, do you think they filmed that for everyone? Do you think they get a clip of that for every person?
Not the person that wins, I don't think.
I got a question. You guys,
they could have done it for the person that won. They didn't show this, but Tyler gets up to help Haley up when she falls, and he just slips. Like it's like a pratfall. It's so.
And
good.
It was like Tyler had just won, and I'm saying to myself, Ty, good job! Whoa!
Exactly.
Do you guys? You guys know Swaggy C, right? Have you all met Swaggy C?
Why do we know him?
I thought you guys have like spoken to him on the show.
We've never spoken to him.
You've never had Swaggy C on your show?
No.
Why not?
This is crazy.
I thought you guys get the.
We got an exit interview.
What do you guys think of him? Would you ever have him on?
I don't have any reason to not have him on. He does not. He has not seemed interested to come.
Have you reached out to Swaggy C?
No, I have not reached out to Swaggy C. But I had we had people at Hearts of Reality who said that he did not seem too interested in coming onto the show.
This is crazy to me.
Yeah,
you're not going to get to talk to Swaggy C.
Well, the problem is you try to reach out to Swaggy C and you're like, hey, you're that guy from Big Brother. And he's like, yeah, I'm Matt Hoffman. It doesn't work.
You probably have to go through a lot of publicists and things, I would imagine, a lot of agencies.
You have to go through CBS. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What do you want to know from Swaggy C?
I just thought you guys were like in with him. I thought you guys were like partying like the Swaggy C army, like you were in. But now this is all crazy to me. My whole line of questioning goes out the window because I thought you guys were like,
Have you been following him on Twitter?
Yeah, I think he's out of his mind. I love it. Okay. Yeah. That's why I thought I wanted to hear some inside scoop if he's kind of kooky like that in person, but I can't believe it. You have everybody.
We do. We talked to Steve and we talked to Caitlin. We haven't talked to Rachel.
Even
or
Caitlin, Taryn with the Caitlin and everything.
Yeah. Well, we had to talk to Caitlin.
Yeah.
Great. And Summer to Steve, but no Swaggies.
No Swaggies. Oh,
Rachel Swindler.
No, we have not heard from Rachel either.
No.
No. She's been you know, relatively quiet on social media.
Winston probably just no interest, right? I would imagine.
I don't know if we have anything to ask Winston.
What would we do with him for?
I don't know.
Nothing, right?
I don't know.
Be horrible.
But I think that the main issue with Swaggy C, I feel like that he's a unreliable narrator in terms of what his impact was on
that's
the season.
That's why you want him on, because he's like out of his fucking mind. Don't you want him on to like to just hear him pontificate about his version of whatever's going on?
I feel like that we get that on Twitter.
Do you just want to be friends with him? Yeah, you know how I feel about Scotty.
Well, here's the deal.
You're just not interested. Yeah.
If we talk to Swaggy, we give him your number.
Yeah. I'll go on a Swaggy cast.
Yeah,
I don't think. Yeah, that's good. I'm sorry. Derailing things.
I was gonna say he would be great for a sponsorship segment. You could have him film a commercial or record one of those and just tag it in your podcast.
So you feel like that we're, you know, it's time to talk about like Blue Apron, and then Swaggy would talk about Blue Apron.
No, Swaggy would talk about his Swaley products.
Oh, he would like
tell everyone this, where they can buy a Swaggy
T-shirt. So he would be in buy an ad to be on the show.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, you just gotta tell him that it's great. Tell him it'll get him back on Big Brother.
Yeah. Okay.
You should sell like shirts that are like, you know, Swaggy RHAP.
Well, no, we're gonna
font that like comic font that he uses, you know.
For Eric, we want to have clammy E shirts that for Eric Stein.
Yeah,
that's the one we're gonna work.
What
on.
Does he charge for Swaggy C attire?
What am I? The agent?
Fall's coming. Does he have anything warmer than a T-shirt? Because it's gonna be. I'm in the Midwest. It's gonna get chilly soon. I can't wear my Swaggy C T-shirt in October. Probably.
Did you just come on to ask all of your Big Brother questions that you had? We had you on to give answers.
You know what? I'm gonna tweet this. Just check Twitter in a minute, and then
how much did Swaggy pay for your book cameo that allowed you to come on to?
Can we cameo with Swaggy C? Is he doing that?
No, he. I heard that he was giving out cameos for free the other day.
What does Paulie Calafiore think of this?
He's watering down the market.
That's what I'm saying.
Why would somebody buy the cow when they could get the Swaggy milk for free? All right.
I'm sorry.
All right, let's get back on track. I got a question.
Stupid. Right. Never get invited back out
this
again.
Is from Michelle.
This is why I have to beg to come on, because shit like this.
Michelle says, do you think that the Big Brother season is too long at 99
days?
Wondering if it's a bit shorter, how the gameplay would change, less twist. Yeah, I was thinking this myself today, Taryn. Like, if this was like, you know, a 75, even 80 day season, like this season would have been golden.
Yeah, cut out the repeat weeks, cut out the buybacks and the twists, end the season a week or two early, and we have a much better season on our hands. I think I don't think there's been a season of 100 days since they expanded it where there haven't been at least, 2 to 3, usually more weeks of like, all right, let's get this over with. Now it's kind of like we're in the slow period. And, you know, if we didn't have this battle back, we would have been pretty close to the sort of the infighting of level 6. And so, it's unfortunate that we got a bit delayed here.
Yeah. Matt.
Yeah, but then we can't hear you say 99 days.
99 days. Matt, how long was Big Brother 12?
I think it was like in the low 80s, high 70s or something.
I don't even think that you need to have less people. But if they could, like, when we get down to the, you know, the dog days, which we're in now, and we've been very fortunate with as good of a season as we've had, where now this is like the first point where things are starting to drag a little. I mean, it would be great if we could go to, instead of even a double eviction, the Celebrity Big Brother schedule of, okay, now two people are going home a week. Now we're really picking up the pace. And now we're going to do, now you have to pay Julie more probably. But now we're going to do, you know, two nights a week where we're going to have evictions going on. Or even if you tape one of them. But Taryn, I feel like that would help with the pacing.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think it's a victim of its own success. The longer they have the show on, the more they can run it, and it does really well in the ratings, and it's really cheap to produce. So especially since the season's already going, they might as well squeeze out a few more weeks. Maybe just stick more people in there. And so instead of, you know, the twists that really dull the gameplay, just have more people and accelerate the game some more. And that could work.
Yeah.
We need more recap shows, more returning players, preferably vets.
Yes.
More Paul.
Okay. All right.
I think that the problem though is the final with the third person getting voted out immediately and then straight to the final vote. I think that they can trim the show down, but still spread it out so that third place person isn't voted out then.
They don't show anything the week of the finale on this show. I don't know. I unless they're just worried about, the live feeds will get real boring if we only have two people in the house.
It remains the dumbest thing that they do that. The cutting the final third person and the live show and then doing live jury questioning. It works so much better the other way. I still don't understand why they changed it.
No live feeds of the jury house.
Yeah, it would fix so many things.
We talked about that with Dalton Ross.
She did, yeah.
She might be thinking about it.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay. All right. Katie wants to know, at what point should Tyler drop the dumb surfer bro and start making his strategy more apparent to the other players? Matt, do you have any thoughts on this in terms of, does Tyler need to sort of start to, you know, it's been a lot this season. People think underestimate Tyler because they think he's just a surfer bro.
No, I think he should keep this up. I think it would be weird if he didn't, honestly. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but if I were, I think this is good for him.
Okay. Mary, do you have a thought on this?
Let me clarify. Is the notion being that, because then when it comes to jury, he's not going to have like a strategic case? Well, is that what you're saying?
Just to give an example, that it seems like a lot of, like in earlier in the season, people were like, oh, Caitlin is the mastermind. Tyler is just being strung along by Caitlin. And now there's a like, Fessy is like going after Angela in his speech about how, you know, she's the real one running things. And it seems like that Tyler's allies are getting a disproportionate amount of credit, and he is just sort of being somebody who's dragged along.
Maybe. I still think it's in his best interest to just keep coming off like a dumbass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't think of a single person in Big Brother US that lost the game because people didn't understand what they were doing. I think it's happened once in Big Brother Canada, and it was for a very particular reason. This season was just overloaded with twists. Godfrey had no allies. He had one ally in the jury to kind of explain what he was doing, but even that ally didn't understand his game. This is not the case with Tyler. He's got plenty of allies to explain his game who will be in the jury. And I am not concerned about that part. I'm concerned about other parts, not about that part.
Mary?
But I think it would look so great if he could, now that he knows that there's not, you know, a battle back, that he could just really rip the mask off, even change his voice and his goodbye messages and just really come clean and be, you know, lay everything out there so that people start to get this picture. Because I am a little worried that people, you know, JC, Kate, Angela, whoever, is going to eventually go to the jury house and spin it like they were more in control. If someone comes up to you and says, oh, Angela, oh my gosh, you were running the whole thing, controlling Tyler. Is she going to go, no, Tyler was? No, she's going to take that. She's going to want to build her own ego and accept that and spin it that way. So I don't know. I'm not convinced that the people are going to go to the jury and really root for him.
She's like some sort of credit loofah, just absorbing in all of the credit, soaking it all up. Some sort of human loofah of credit. Okay. Let's do one more question and then let's talk about the feeds. Mr. Robot Taren, how much for a Matt Hoffman cameo video? Now, Matt, I'm a little unclear. I don't really know how you get on the cameo site. I don't know if it's like...
You have to be invited?
I don't know if you need an invite or... I mean, I've definitely not gotten the offer of, hey, do you want to be on?
Taren, have you gotten invited to cameo?
My Survivor Know-It-All's co-host, Stephen Fishback, is on there.
And do we know that we must have an in for the secret?
He must have an in. I think that you must have to be invited to sort of like the island on Lost. I think Jacob has to, Mr. Cameo has to come and tap you on the shoulder, and then you get an invite. But Stephen asked me if I was on it, but he didn't ask like, hey, I know a guy. He didn't ask me if I wanted to be on it. He just wanted to know if I was doing it too. Also, in a
what is Steven charge?
Well, not that much. That his Steven's cameo, I was looking on the website, is unavailable right now. So he might maybe he was
it's kind of an arrogant brush off for those of us who might want to do cameo and can't even get on. And he's just like, I don't need my cameo.
No. He's smart. He knows that if he does it, he's gonna be on an episode of Summer of Stein.
Is that what it is?
Yes, that's exactly.
So, Matt, what would it cost to get a message from you?
It would not cost much of anything, probably. I would imagine. This, I don't know.
Okay.
What's a running rate? What is it? I mean, what,
like 30, 35 bucks.
I think a conscious could not. I don't think I can charge for something like that.
All right.
I couldn't.
All right. Let's start to get into talking about the live feed spoilers. We're going to be back on Wednesday night live again to talk about the Wednesday night Power Veto episode. And then we will be back on Thursday to recap what is coming up on the live show. No Summer of Stein on Monday, that we have now moved to the September schedule. So look for Eric and I to get back together on Friday. But we did record a bonus Battle Back episode this past Friday, if you have not caught that one. And so with that, let's talk about the live feed spoilers.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler
warning.
A spoiler
warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected and that protective action should be taken.
How you doing, Matt? You holding up?
I'm good. This is good. This is good. I was seeing in the chat that someone said they'd pay $3.50 for a cameo for me.
Okay.
And I'm actually flattered that I would do that. I would do a cameo for $3.50.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's a fair price to hear me talk to you. For how long do you have to do it for? 30 seconds?
It's like a minute.
I can do that for a minute. I can talk for a minute. I'll give some Pauly Calafiori-ish type advice, yeah. World advice, life advice.
Be the positive.
Can you give us a sample?
I can help people with their problems. Right? Dare to dream, kids.
Dare to dream. Okay. All right. Taryn, we have.
Do you think Swaggy C is going to find out I was maybe like goofing on him and start having stupid Twitter wars with me? Because I know he does it, doesn't he?
I don't think he's.
I'm in my 40s and I can't be getting into Twitter wars with fucking Swaggy C.
So,
any of you guys are Swaggy C fans out there and you were going to start going, tag me, going, oh man, Offen was talking about you. Just don't, because I don't feel like getting talking to him.
I don't think that Swaggy C feeds the negative. I think he only feeds the positive.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. Because I had nothing against Swaggy C. I was just goofing around.
Right.
Whatever.
All right, look.
Swaley. I'll buy a Swaley shirt.
Okay. Matt Hoffman is going to take that book cameo money and turn it right into a Swaggy C shirt. Why are you already
I'm derailing again. So let's do live feed.
Are you already getting Twitter mentions?
I don't know. I haven't. I don't want to multitask.
I did see that Brent has already tweeted at Swaggy C.
What did he say?
Oh, did
he's,
he?
He's saying, Swaggy C, we want you on RHAP.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, good, good.
Yes.
Let's negotiate that.
All right. So
he's still very instrumental in the house
yes,
right now.
Yes.
It's almost like having a current house guest on.
Basically. Taryn, so Power Veto over the weekend, this was the one shot for Scotty and Haley to upset the status quo.
Yeah, this is their chance. They're not going to capitalize on it though, Rob.
No.
This is doomed to be a repeat week of last week.
Was it close?
No, it was not. JC came in second, actually. Casey has won the Power Veto. Let's go.
Let's go. Actually, we didn't talk about, there was actually a nice moment, Mary, between JC and Casey in the episode tonight.
Yeah, I liked that. I liked that moment. And I think we got a little more depth to Casey. And based on my stock watch, I'm still rooting for her.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was great. And I know that Fessy, when he finds out that Casey won, is just going to be like, oh, she only won two vetoes. It's just like two.
It's about time. Like both times she won two.
Both times she won the second one.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
But, it's probably easy because I'm not there.
Yes. But no, a nice story with JC and Casey. Of course, JC always there for a cultural sensitivity. So that was nice. Nice to.
You didn't use the N word once.
No, please.
Not even one time.
Please. So that's why I didn't go to you for that story about JC and Casey.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right. So, Taryn, Casey is not expected to use the power veto, right?
No. Scotty and Haley will remain on the block for Thursday.
Okay. So here's the big question. Who's going home?
Right now, it looks like it will be Scotty going home. In order to fulfill the prophecy set by the previous week's events, they have to send home the Fessy replacement, and that is Scotty. So they're going to be sending Scotty home.
Mary, does Scotty know he's going to be going home?
Rob, do you have that clip?
Yeah.
It's hard to tell. I don't like this personally. I think that Haley is the bigger threat here. I think that Scotty is the one who, or at least in Tyler's point of view, you know, Scotty wants to make Skylar happen. And so don't get rid of him. But Haley may put up Sam, and I think that's what they're rooting on.
Yeah. Taryn, do you think that is Scotty blindside, will that at any point make him upset with these people?
Well, it's not going to really be like a blindside per se. I think that Scotty was expecting to be sent right back out the door the second he walked in. He's just like, he doesn't know it for sure, but he's kind of like, I could be going, I could not be going, I'm not sure. If he went, I don't think he'd be all that surprised or all that hurt.
Mm-hmm. Matt, Scotty is just too happy to be on the show and be there. I feel like that you know, with these fans that get on the show, I do feel like it could go one of two ways where they're ready to fight tooth and nail, or, hey, I got on the show. I'm back in the house. What could be bad? What could be bad about this?
I agree to some extent. I mean, I'm a super fan of stuff, so it's crazy exciting going in, but I feel that has to wear off quickly, especially if you're a fan. Like, what are we? We're months deep into this now. Mm-hmm. That whole shit, I get that would have been there, but I feel like that can't possibly be a factor still. And if it is, it's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, maybe it is.
Yeah, I don't think this is a super. I think Fessy, who is a recruit, was much worse last week in terms of he literally just shut himself in a room for 7 days.
But that's like, I feel like that's a different thing. I feel like that Scotty was just happy. He's just that, you know, the world is, you know, this was he's so happy that he got to be on Big Brother. What does he care if he loses?
Well, yeah, I feel like this is more symptomatic of returning players in general to the house. It feels like once you've been, and I was going to comment on this earlier, it feels like once you've been evicted, we've seen this in the battle back competitions themselves, where like sometimes Helen is just pushed and Candace just jumps off. And like, people don't seem to even care about getting back into the house almost in these competitions. And then
yeah, but he's back in the house now.
Right. But even once they do, it feels like the motivation just isn't there anymore in the same way that it was. I don't know why it is. I think it's like there's a disillusionment in terms of like, I was already voted out. These people already don't like me. I'm on borrowed time. It just feels like they're not playing as hard anymore. And I feel like this is true of basically every single player we've seen return, except for maybe Johnny Mack. I can't really think of anyone else that has like really gone in guns blazing. They lose a lot of their motivation for some reason.
Yeah. It just seems like that Scotty, that he's just so happy that these people talk to him and that they let him be on the show, that it just like, I'm not seeing this fire from him, Matt.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're totally right. Again, it's like he seems just super happy to be fitting in and like being part of the crew and stuff. I don't know how to put it, but I think like along the lines of what you're saying, he's just real happy to be part of it all, I guess.
Yeah. Just like he's very happy to be you know, in the Big Brother alumni, to be hanging out with Matt Hoffman in a couple of months. And you know, if it didn't work out, you know, at least I was on the show.
I don't mean to kill a make-a-wish, but
yes.
The issue is here though, look at these people who were in the battle back. Would any of them have come back? And not just from what Taryn was saying about like feeling out of the game, but you know, there's just so few people who would get voted out that early, because usually those are the pre-jury people or the pre-jury people. If any of them were in this, I could see them coming back, and you want them to be like, I'm playing with house money. It doesn't even matter. Let's just throw everything out there. Go crazy. Try really hard, you know, or just try to blow things up. It doesn't even matter. If you know you're going home, then stop playing nice. Stop having a nice last week in the house. At this point, just spill everything, you know, get people fighting, do something just to at least make it more interesting.
Yeah, that's why I feel like that Rockstar or Bailey coming back into the house, I think would have been more interesting, because that they just wouldn't have been, they wouldn't have changed anything. They probably would have been more likely to go out this week, Karen, but at least they wouldn't have been pushovers like Scotty.
I disagree, though. I feel like, because, Brent pointed out, like, Johnny Mack, who was the person I pointed out as the person who was, like, one of the more guns blazing people, he was gone from the house for, like, 10 minutes. And if it seems like the longer you've been gone from the house, the less motivation you have. And, like, what could Rockstar even say if she came back into the house? You know, she had, like, a big outburst at the start.
Disgusting.
Right. She called everything disgusting. But then, like, after that, every subsequent time that Brett came at her, she was like, whatever. And I feel like, especially at this point, I just feel like the fight has gone from her. I don't think that I think we're overhyping what a rock star return would have been.
Or even what a Bailey return's been so underwhelming.
Well, that's the thing. I think in general, this is always going to be underwhelming. I think that these people, their minds have been out of the game for too long. And you know, when they come back into the house, they're not into it anymore. And it's hard for them to be. They've been gone from a very social game and they've missed the entire social dynamics of the house for potentially weeks and weeks, especially if they're coming back into a house where there's an alliance of four people with two people who are immensely loyal to those four people. And it's a house of eight people. Like, there's nowhere for them to go unless they win power, so it's hard to even blame them.
Okay,
is it the jury thing though? If it was a pre-jury battle back, do you think those people would come back with more fire?
I think they would generally come back with a little more fire. There's more room to maneuver. But even then, people mentioned Victor, but I think they forget that the first time Victor came back, he was doing nothing for weeks and weeks until he finally gained some footing because Paul brought him into some alliances. And then the second time he came back, it was right after he left, and so he was still in game mode. But I overall, I do feel like, you know, it just, you tend to not be in with it. And, you know, Judd is another example. Like, Judd came back in and he was basically used as an Andy weapon. These people, they just never can quite recover from coming back into the game. And, unless they can just win a bunch of competitions, maybe that's the reason we've been talking about, like, why are the battle backs always so have such lackluster results? I feel like this is a big part of that.
It just feels like that the lesson learned of the battle back, I think it's sort of like a Christmas tale where you sort of hope that they've been visited by the three ghosts of Alison Grodner and Julie Chen and whoever else. And they're like, oh my God, what a mistake I've made. If I get a chance to get back into this house, I'm going to do things differently. You'll see. I'll be a new man in there. And it's just back to, you know, same.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's the absence makes the heart grow fonder, Rob. You feel like...
That's if why we need Rockstar.
You're right. Right.
Yes.
If, like, if we did have like jury live feeds, like people would be much more against this idea. I think they'd be like, "Well, we're done." But like when they're out of our minds, we're like, we can imagine them with the best of intentions and like the best case scenario. And then so when we don't see them, it's like, oh well, this person would have been way better. But if we'd seen that person, we would have been like, oh, well, Scotty would have been the best bet. And I feel like most people did think Scotty would be the best bet, and he probably was. And this is probably the best case scenario, which is still pretty disappointing.
All right. I want to get Matt's take on news that Scotty has brought back with him about the possible aligned vote from the jury. Tarrant, can you just set that up real quick? Because we haven't touched on that in the recap.
Yeah, so you're talking about Scotty has told Haley, and this has gotten around to the rest of the house for the most part, that when he was in the jury house, they made a pact to all vote together. All of the Faute members, they will eventually have five once Scotty goes back into the jury house and Haley goes into the jury house. And so they can decide the winner. And they've come up with a system where once it comes down to about five or six players, they're all going to choose one. And they're not going to vote for that one. So what they're trying to do is come up with a way to reward the worst possible player based on what it seems like Scotty is trying to get across, so that they can really leave a mark on the season.
Matt, as a former player, what do you make of all this?
It's like the Sanjaya thing, but they're doing it.
Yeah.
I think it's funny. It's so stupid and horrible, but it's, you know, out of respect for the game, it's a shitty thing. But I mean,
yeah,
it's so stupid, funny. It's, I mean, how many times have shitty winners won? You know, I mean, you know, it's at least they're cognizantly doing it instead of just like,
yeah,
making up buffoonery, jury votes.
But Mary, I feel like that, you know, we've been kicking around this idea for a little bit. I mean, that Fauté is not exactly the highly organized strike force that they are being made out to be, where if they make a decision together, they have rarely accomplished their goal.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for the after the vote is revealed for Fessy to go, who flipped? Who flipped? What happened? I you know, people are saying Fauté is going to Fauté. They're not. We're looking at two possible scenarios, most likely. They all vote together and accidentally vote for the better player, or some of them
could be likely
vote with the other people who join the jury, and they pick the better player. But, you know, at some point it's going to get down to a point where, you know, if we have Tyler and Brett at the end, or some combination of Tyler, Brett, JC, or something like that, we've got decent people who could win anyway. So I don't look at this season as a loss if Tyler somehow doesn't win. I think that it's, you know, as long as like Sam's not in the final two.
Well, we've been talking about, like, does Tyler need to really show that he's the better player? I actually, not thinking about it, what Tyler needs to do is play up the fact that he's dumb even more, so that by the time he gets to the final two, people are like, ah, Tyler, he was so dumb and manipulated the whole game. Let's give the win to him. That would be the worst joke on the season if Tyler, yes, of all people, won.
So Tyler needs to just be basically that he is total moron.
Yes.
Maybe he could be JC's new big dumb puppet.
Fessa is a moron.
Yeah. JC will go into the jury house and be like, no, Tyler's been my big puppet the whole time. And they'll be like, oh, he's been a puppet the whole time? That's a perfect winner in our eyes.
Yeah.
I feel like they're going to need stairs to help him get up to the, like, the final key box, because it's kind of taller. Like,
I'm sure that they'll figure out all the contingencies.
I'm not super big, obviously, and it was like, I feel like chest high to me, so I feel like he's gonna have
to work it out. I'm sure that I'm not concerned about that.
I mean, look, production, Big Brother production doesn't always think things through
all the time.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I'm just, you know, throwing it out there in case any of them are listening. Get those stairs ready.
Yes. All right, let's take last couple of questions here tonight. Johnny DeSilver, is there anybody capable of putting Tyler up by final four, so he at least faces some adversity this season? Taryn, chances that Tyler goes up on the block before Final Four, can you handicap that?
What are the chances that Haley wins the next HOH? 1 in 6. So, and then I'd give it like a 66% chance that she even puts Tyler on the block if she wins. Mm-hmm. I guess, what is the math there? Like 4%, something like that.
4%.
Does she have a core skill set of any kind? What is her major in college? What does she do?
Psychology.
Yeah. Giving her the edge this season.
But even then, Tyler would need to be sitting next to probably Casey for Tyler to ever go home with the group of people voting.
Are you buying or selling 4% chance Tyler goes up on the block?
All right. It's higher. It's closer, I think, to 10%. That's, I did the math wrong.
Okay. All right.
here's the thing. Even if he does go up on the block, I don't think he goes home no matter who he sits next to. I think he has the votes. Even if he goes up next to Casey, I think that Brett and JC and Angela would all vote to keep him. I think Sam would vote to keep him. And, you know, I don't see any of them flipping, to be honest. So I think that even if he did go up, he probably wouldn't go home.
Okay. Let's see. What is this question? According to KC, both feet had to stay on the platform or you're disqualified. Why wasn't Tyler disqualified?
Okay. Conspiracy theory.
Yes, Taryn, can you weigh in on this conspiracy theory?
Yes, I did already answer this in the update. So, you know, anyone who
picture.
Yes, anyone who still thinks this clearly did not listen to the update. So shame on you.
Shame.
But the rules are not that if your feet leave the platform, you're disqualified. The rules are if your butt touches the platform, you lose. So if anything but your feet touch the platform, then you've lost. You can't sit on the thing. That would be against the rules, obviously.
Yeah.
However, if your feet slip off and you manage to hold on to the rope and get your feet back on without anything else touching the platform, then you are obviously still in the game. This has happened many times with many other players, and it's never been an issue until people wanted to disqualify Tyler Swen.
Yeah, Mary, you know it's getting dire out there on Twitter when people are taking the screenshots and then like circling things. And
it's like cheaters.
Them,
yeah. Like the cheaters, you know, when they do the confrontation.
Wait, how is it, in what way is it like
that? What's that guy? Who was that guy that got stabbed?
Oh, yeah, the guy.
That. Yeah.
You know, back when, so right off when everyone gets off their reality shows, they're kind of a tool for a while, right? And so during that period of my life, when I was, Rob, I think you might have been there. Remember that wacko reality television conference?
We got that guy's autograph.
Yeah. Oh, you did? Did you get his autograph? So I was like interviewing people for like some of the Evil Dicks thing, right?
Yeah, I was there that day. I think I was there to see you, and then
thank you.
And then I was wondering.
Did you wait in line to get a picture with me?
Yeah. No, I was. That you? That I'm pretty sure I went there to hang out with you. And then I got an autograph with that guy. I've got it around here somewhere. The host.
Did you hear that? Because when I was supposed to talk to him, his like handler person said, "Talk to him about anything, but you can't ask him about the stabbing." What the fuck? Like that's like the thing you want to ask about, and we couldn't even talk about the stabbing with it.
All right.
Joey Greco.
Joey Greco. It's
yeah.
him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mary, did you watch that show?
I did. I have no comment. I did not watch that.
Okay. You didn't watch it?
Taryn, did you ever watch that?
I never watched like a full episode, but it was on like G4 or so, one of those channels. And so I caught bits of it here and there.
There was never once a couple on Cheaters where they found out, well, we investigated and it turns out your partner is not cheating on you. Every single person that they're on the show, they're being cheated on. Not good. Okay.
JC would love that show. JC would sign Angela and Tyler up right away.
Yeah. Tyler, we have something to say. Oh my God, what is it? Are you sitting down? You may want to sit down for this. Do you want it? We have the footage. Do you want to see it? And nobody ever said, you know what? It'll be too upsetting. I don't want to see it. Everyone is exactly the same.
The little DVD player thing that he'd flip open.
Yeah.
Tyler, we have the footage of Brett giving Haley a massage. Or Angela.
No. Ty doesn't want to see it. I can't. Okay. Chris says, what is Brett's path to the end without Tyler? Does it require one or both of Haley or Scotty for the votes against Tyler? Mary, how does Brett get to the end?
Gosh. I mean, okay, so Brett would need to become really woke, put Tyler on the block, and also somehow convince a bunch of people to vote him out. It's really tricky. I think possibly if this Faute voting plan works, Brett's best plan is to get to the end with Tyler and hope that he's the lucky one who gets the votes. I don't really see a whole lot of reasonable plans because like how Taryn laid out, people just like Tyler and want to keep him there. And he would need Tyler to do something really, really stupid and make people hate him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he has to not go to the end with Tyler, and he doesn't want to not go to the end with Tyler, so that's an issue.
Yeah, it's tricky to untangle.
But I think it's like with Paul last season, though. It's like you can try to put him up, but even then, I just don't think people are going to vote him out.
Hmm. What if Brett went to the final three with anybody else would take Tyler? Yeah, they need like something crazy to happen where like Tyler goes out at four. Or something like that.
But I feel like they would vote him out. I feel like it would be one of these last minute things, like where they realize, okay, he's on the block. Like we need to, like you all said, everyone likes him, and it's got to come out. Like, guess everybody likes this guy. Let's
Brett could, Brett could win final three and not take Tyler, and that's about it.
Yeah,
who would you take?
Right. He might take Casey if Casey is there, if it's Brett, Tyler, and Casey for whatever reason, and then potentially lose to Casey because of the jury. Mm-hmm. But the problem is that most people see Casey and Angela as the tight pair.
Yeah.
Tyler has a final two with everybody, but everybody sees Casey and Angela as the actual big threats. They see Angela as the biggest threat. She is the big person in the house. So she's the one that maybe takes a shot at eventually. And she's really close with Casey. So they're the ones that's why they're all coming to Tyler, because they see Tyler as the guy on the outs of that pair. And so they can use Tyler to take a shot at that pair. And Tyler is their in. Tyler is their way to the end. They can use Tyler. They see Tyler in the same way that a lot of people see Tyler in the house, which is probably like, all right, he's kind of the dumb jock guy that won a bunch of competitions. Brett, I'm the mastermind. I'm the one that bragged to everybody about how I orchestrated their exits. I can beat a dumb jock like Tyler. JC is like, I can beat a dumb jock like Tyler. He's been my big Muppet. And Sam is like just in love with Tyler, and Angela's in love with Tyler, and Casey is just like super loyal.
The rest of the house know about her modeling that loofah costume or no?
No, it's a big secret. She's not revealed
that. Is it a secret?
That.
Think yes. They'll talk about that at the finale show and surprise
everybody. Like Derek, he'll be like, guys, I have something to tell you this whole time. I was the model for a Halloween sexy loofah costume. I didn't want to tell you guys during the game. I didn't want you guys to vote me out, but yeah, it's true.
There's like a really like overly long dramatic montage of like different angles of the photo in slow motion.
Steve is like, that's just like the one in my bath. Oh my God. Okay. Let's talk about what's coming up here on robhasawebsite.com and the wrap ups. The Amazing Race Canada 2018 season 6, episode 9. Matt Hoffman has said that Amazing Race Canada season 6, one of the best Amazing Race seasons in years.
This episode is killer.
Rob and Akiva need a podcast watching music videos from the 80s, 90s.
I'm so interested in this. This is a great idea, by the way.
Well, it was a good, you know, we'll see. They can't all be winners. But
has it already been recorded? It's already been recorded.
We got some music videos from the 80s, 90s, and today with myself.
Did you do Josea's music video? Because he has a music video. Gina Marie's You Don't Know Me or whatever.
Yes, okay. Check out some. Nick is got some interviews from Survivor Australia Season 3. Sometimes they call it Season 5. Survivor Australia 2018. Nick is back doing a great job of that. And then a deep dive with Palesa from Survivor South Africa. Talk about all that. Her experience.
You cover everything. You cover it all. You're like The Bachelor Nicaragua and stuff like that. Like, wait, what are you doing?
Summer of Stein Battle Back special is here. Myself and Eric Stein talked about the Battle Back and everything going on there, plus we talked about all of the recent events from the very active summer from Eric and myself on the Summer of Stein Battle Back special. We'll be back again Friday with more. And then on Monday morning, Taryn will be kick off your Labor Day with get the ketchup and the mustard ready for the pig as Taryn gets you all set up on Monday at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific. And then the LFC Roundtable is back as well on the 4th at 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific. And then we'll be back to talk about everything as, Scotty looking longingly at Haley. He might have a crush on Haley. That's
maybe a little bit.
That's going to be on Wednesday night. So be on the lookout for that on Wednesday. And then, of course, if you want to become part of the Rob Has a Podcast patron community, go to robhasawebsite.com/patron for more information on that. All right. Boy, we covered it all here.
Do we have an update from Swaggy C?
Yes,
from
yes.
Do we really? Yes. Has he been contacted?
No. I have about 50 Twitter mentions that say,
what?
Yes, Brent, this is a great idea. Have Swaggy C on the show. And about 50 Twitter mentions that say, absolutely not. No way, Jose. I don't want to hear from Swaggy C. So just
Don't let him know that. It's horrible.
Yes, so as much as I can be, Matt, you've really helped ratchet up all the controversy.
Would you call him tonight. Chris or Swaggy?
I would call him whatever he wanted to be called.
Lawyer Barbara Walters and call him Christopher and get like serious.
Well, I don't think he wants to be called Christopher. I would call him Swaggy C.
I think I would like to call him Swaggy C if he would let me.
I don't think that he would not let you.
No, you're not allowed to call me Swaggy C. You're not allowed to wear the t-shirt. Screw you.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. All right.
This is exciting. You guys can keep me updated about this.
Okay. All right, let's start to wrap this up. Of course,
find out if he's gonna have a baby. I bet you they told him.
I don't. Right? Look,
we're gonna figure this out.
I think eventually all will be revealed. Eventually, we'll know.
I think Taryn is the real Vegas for sure.
Oh, is that right, Taryn?
I just looked. Hot twist. Just a fan theory.
I mean, Matt, you're not being very appreciative right now. I don't know if you should be calling anybody out on what. Look, if I was Vegas for sure, you calling me out right now would not be very productive for any future spoilers. So you'd better keep your mouth shut.
Yeah. That's the way Vegas would react to
Taryn,
this.
Thank you for all of your feed updates. We all appreciate them. And thank you so much for bringing them. I know that people don't ask you every day for the feed updates, but we just want to let you know, thank you for all your continued service to the Big Brother community. And Rob has a podcast.
It was like a 5 out of 10, Rob. You could do better.
Okay. Well, we're working on it. Okay. Mary, great to talk to you on a podcast. This was very fun. We'd love to have you come back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Hopefully next time Matt won't be here.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Dan Giesling. Hopefully
that's what I mean. Right. Dan Giesling. Yeah, I was expecting Dan and then I got Matt.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Matt, do you have any questions about joggling?
No, I don't know what that is. I like him. I just don't want to be very understanding of this. I don't want to know Twitter wars with Swaggy. He's a good guy, I'm sure. Yeah.
Look,
I'm very excited.
You don't want a Twitter war with anybody.
I don't. I will if it happens, but rather not.
If it happens, it happens. But you're just
talking about Twitter wars like it's a showman.
Yeah. You like to joke around.
I like to joke. Some people don't think my jokes are funny. Some people definitely.
Yes. Based on social media response, yes, that is. That appears to be the case.
I have an alternative sense of humor, some would say.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Either love Matt Hoffman or you hate him.
Follow me on Twitter.
Okay. All right. But Mary, what do you have coming up? Anything you want to plug?
Yeah, I'll be on the morning update tomorrow.
Oh.
Mary Mondays are back temporarily. Happy Labor Day.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. And you can follow me on Twitter at
Mary.
Clammy E is my new one.
Clammy E. Yes. All right. And Dan Giesling, thank you so much for joining us here tonight.
Thank you. At Swaggy C on Twitter. Follow me.
Yes. All right. Are we canceled after this? Is this okay?
I'm sorry. My bad.
Yeah. Well, there'll probably be some deliberation and there'll probably be some people that want to cancel us, but ultimately we'll remain on the air. I think we'll be good.
Okay. Gonna need a loofah to clean up after this one. Okay. All right. Thank you guys so much. Hope you guys have a very happy Labor Day. And is it Labor Day in Canada as well tomorrow? Is that right, Scott? I think so, right?
Yes, it's Labor Day in Canada.
Happy Labor Day to all our
with you, of course.
Yes, all of our Canadian listeners as well. And I will be back with you. Gonna be a busy week here on RHAP. All right, take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.